Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to
Victorious Living. We are just grateful to have you with us today. Yes, we are grateful for all the blessings that God has given us. Yes. Yes, we are just grateful. Yeah. Nobody kept us but Him. Nobody's keeping us but Him. Yeah. Only God. It's through His grace, it's through His mercy that we are here. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Mm-hmm. Bless your holy name. Oh, we're grateful. We are grateful for everything that you do, everything that you're doing in our lives, everything that you plan to do. We are truly grateful. Mm-hmm. We just want to say again, welcome to Victorious Living. Your host, Minister Janice, is at your service. Yes, yes, yes. We are just thankful to be found in the presence of God. Mm-hmm. We're God's saints. Yeah, saints. That's who we are. We are the believers. We are the saints of God. Mm-hmm. We are the example. We are the light that shines in a dark place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We are in the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Yes, we just thank Him. Thank Him for this chance that He has given us. This is a chance that He's given us. Sometimes this may be a first chance, a second chance, but we thank Him. Yeah, He kept us. He never left us. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking you, God, thanking you for your many blessings that you shower up on us daily, the daily blessings that you give us, the food, oh God, that is so greatly, the manna that you grant us from heaven. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you, Master. We thank you, God, for your keeping power. Mm-hmm. We thank you, God. Even though things are going on all around us, God, you're protecting us. You're keeping us, oh God. And we thank you. We thank you, God. We ask, oh God, that you look upon us. Yes. The very one that is listening to this right now. Look upon us. Look upon him. Look upon her. Yes, look upon us. Now, in the name of Jesus. Whatever we stand in need of, oh God. We ask you right now for your goodness and for your mercy, God, to shower us, oh God. Shower us, God. Keep us, Master, under your watchful care. And we're going to be thankful. We're going to be grateful to give you all the praise and adoration that you so rightfully deserve. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Mm-hmm. His compassion fails not. They are new every morning. Hallelujah. Great is your faithfulness. Therefore, I hope in God. Lamentations, that's chapter 3, verse 22. Mm-hmm. They're new every day, new every morning. Glory to God. Yeah, that's the kind of God we serve. He's not a God that's stale. He don't come and give us some leftovers. It's fresh every day. It's something new. Just for us, just for you. Yeah, yeah. That's the kind of God that we serve. And we just thank him. We thank him. Oh, yes, we thank him. Mm-hmm. For the daily food that he gives us. It fills us up. Oh, yes, it does. And we just thank him. We are grateful today. Yeah, we are grateful for the many blessings that he showers upon us. And he showers blessings upon us individually as well as collectively. We thank him. Mm-hmm. We thank him for his many blessings. We know that we have been speaking about calmness, being calm, being calm, cool, and collective. That's what I always said. Yeah, being calm. We know that today, in today's world, in today's society, that is a very rarity, rare, that we see calmness in actions. Ever tried to be calm when someone is sneezing all over you? Someone is coughing all over in your space, in your surroundings, but you're trying to be calm, trying to be cool. You're trying to be in control. Ever tried to be calm when you see that someone has used you in a very negatively way? Yeah, and you learn that you have been used. You have been tricked. Yeah, ever been calm, huh? Ever been calm when you were falsely accused of something you know you did not do? Ever been calm? Ever been calm in a situation like that? It is hard. It is hard to be cool, calm, and collected when you're being sneezed on or being coughed at, and you're sitting in this area, and this person is just attacking us, saturating the area with all these germs, and you trying to be focused and smile and just trust God, huh? Just keep trusting God. Yeah, because God gonna come. He gonna come and clear it out now. He is a God that is concerned about his people. Never, never, never think he's not concerned. Never think that he is not omnipresent, because he is. Yeah. He got your back. He on your side. You're innocent. Oh, yeah. But you stay calm. You stay calm. And let him fight it. Let him fight it. It's hard to be calm, when you know that you have been used in a very negative way, and you know you have done no wrong. It's very hard to be calm in these situations. Yeah. It's very hard. Very hard. For example, listen to this. You're in a group, and it's two adults, and each adult has two kids. You're in a line at a restaurant. You're trying to order food. You're looking at the menu, and you're standing there. You know it was two adults, and it's each adult has two kids. But as you continue to look up and trying to order, place the order for the food, all of a sudden, there are four kids and just two adults, just one adult. Why? The other adult has left the room. Left the room. Never told you they were leaving, but they left the room. So you are alone with four kids. Now, what is going on here? So you continually go on, and you quietly go ahead and let them order their meals. You let them order, but you're wondering quietly, where is the other adult? What has happened? Where is he or she? Where have they gone? Yeah. And soon after everyone is seated and placed and begin to eat their meal and enjoying themselves, that other adult appears back, and they're in line and they're ordering their food. They come to the table where you are, and they're sitting, and not one time did that adult say to you, how much was their tickets, how much was their food, or here is something, or here, this is what you should have had, I'm sorry. Never once. But you remain calm. You remain cool. You remain. You remain calm, cool, and collected. Yeah. Christ is in your life. Yeah. Christ is in your life. So you're very calm. And you're very cool. Now, you could do one or two things in this particular situation. You could either call to the attention of the adult and let them know what you have done. You have taken care of the other kids, and this is what the receipt is. This is the bill. Or you can be quiet and wait for that adult to just give you the funds. That's what you in hope would actually happen. Quiet all together and trust God. Yeah, it's up to you, because this is your environment right here. This is the atmosphere that you have set. It's up to you to trust God. See, things like this happen. They happen all the time. But just so happen when it happens to us, it's like we're shocked. We're in a dismay because we never thought anyone would do that. It happens all the time. And it's up to us to take lead. we could either give them their receipt so they could know that this is what they should pay you, or you could sit and wait for them to do what you feel they should be doing. Mm-hmm. Listen to that. Yeah, things do happen. Yeah, things happen all the time that will cause you to come out of that calm zone, that zone where you are quiet and you're praying and you're seeking God. Things happen that will cause you to come out of that zone or try to get you to come out. Yeah, yeah. That's why we have to be vigilant. That's what it's called. We're being vigilant. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So turn with me quickly to 1 John chapter 10, verse 1 through 5. Yeah. Remember, things happen. They happen all the time. You're not the only one. Mm-mm. Even though you may feel that you're all by yourself, yeah, or you're shocked, you're dismayed, you're surprised, things happen all the time. In John chapter 10, verse 1 through 5, it says, "Very, verily, I say unto you, he that entered not by the door into the sheep's fold, but climbed up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." Are you listening to me? Listen to that. Listen to that. The thief's purpose is to steal and to kill and destroy. Mm-hmm. But God says, my purpose is that I bring life. I desire you to have life to the fullest. Mm-hmm. So the thief, he comes to what? Steal. Comes to steal what? What do I have that he wants? He wants your joy. He wants your peace. He wants you, your calmness. Oh, he wants that peace that surpasses all understanding. He wants that. Yeah. He wants to take it from you. Yeah. He wants to take it. He wants to see you in a rage. He wants to see you with no joy, no peace. Glory to God. Look at this. And it says, verse 2, "But he that entered in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep." See, the shepherd has no need to climb over the gate. He has no need to do that. Why? Because he's very comfortable with walking through. He's very comfortable with walking in. Yeah. Who climbs over a fence? Most of the time it's when you don't have the key, huh? Come on now, stay with me. You don't have the key, so you have to climb over, huh? Yeah. So here we see that the shepherd enters through a gate. Mm-hmm. Why is that? He has no need. He has no need to hide. Yeah, he can calmly walk on in. Glory to God. Verse 3. Verse 3 says, "To him the porter opened, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out." What am I saying here? When the gatekeeper opens the gate, mm-hmm, and the sheep hear his voice and come to him, he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. How did he lead them out? Very calmly, very quietly, very orderly. Yeah, that's how they come out. How? Why? Why? Because they know the shepherd. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, it's all about who you know. It's all about when you know. And it's all about, are your ears clean? Are you listening? Are you intensely listening? Glory to God. To who's calling you? What's calling you? Are you paying attention? Hallelujah. Is confusion calling you? Is quarreling calling you? Yeah. Because we, as believers in Christ, I'm talking to you who say you love the Lord. We should be an example of peace, of calmness, of meekness. This should be our daily. Yeah. Our daily. Let's go to 4. "And when he put it forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Simple, simple, simple. That is not my shepherd. I don't move. Are you listening to me? My shepherd is going to lead me into a place of calmness. He's going to lead me in a place of being quiet, making sure I have joy. Glory to God. Making sure I have plenty of peace. Hallelujah. Yeah, because the peace of God, it surpasses all understanding. You see, you can't understand nothing if you don't have peace. Hallelujah. Yeah. The peace of God, it grants us self-control. Oh, am I talking to anybody out here? Self-control. Self-control can lead you in many places. Self-control can take you down the aisles of many department stores, and you don't pick up what's not yours. Self-control. Self-control can bring you into a place of quarreling, yeah, and confusion. And when you leave, peace is dwelling. Glory to God. Why? Because you have come in, and what you have brought in is the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. It said it will keep your heart and it's your mind. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. It's going to keep you cool, calm, and collected. Anybody listening to what I'm saying? Yeah, you're going to be cool, calm, and you're going to be collected. Yeah, you're collecting everything that's good, everything that has peace, everything that has meekness, everything where joy abides. That's what you are collecting. That's what you're engaging. That's what you're entertaining. The peace of God that brings you calmness. When chaos is all around, yeah, fires over here, storms over here, floods over here, destruction over here. What you got? What you got? The peace of God. The calmness. Glory to God. Can't nobody give you that? Oh, nobody can give you that but God. The peace of God. A place called calmness. The quietness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 5, and it says, and a stranger will they not follow. You're not going to follow a stranger. Mm-mm. You know why? Because you know the voice. You know who's behind the voice. Why? Because you done spend time with them. You have relationships with them. Are you listening to me? And you know that they care. You know that they love you. And you know that they are your protector. Hallelujah. And you know what they desire for you in your life. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said, but you're going to flee from him who is not of that voice. You're going to flee. You're going to actually pick up and you're going to move on. Yeah. He says, for they know not the voice of the stranger. See, when a stranger comes, yeah, stranger may come in with a high-pitched voice. A lot of times high-pitched, loud, and with a lot of confusion. That's how he come. But the God that I'm talking about, oh, the God that I'm talking about, he comes in with a whisper. Oh, it's a soft whisper. Yeah, and it's a whisper. And the whisper, when it comes in with the Holy Spirit, and it comes in with peace. And joy, glory to God. That's him. That's him. That's him. And that's who you should hear. Yeah, whether you can see him or whether you can't see him, but when you hear the voice of God, are you listening to me? Yeah, you know that's him. Yeah, yeah, because he's concerned about you. Yeah, you just didn't get to know him today. You just didn't get to know him right now, but you've been knowing him for a while. So that voice to you is something that, hey, it goes on and on and on in your head. Yeah. You're always thinking. You're always meditating on the voice. Glory to God. Yeah. The voice that loves you. Mm-hmm. Listen, as followers of Christ, we are always alert. We are always woke. We are always paying attention to our surroundings. Our surroundings are very important to us. We always seek peace, yeah, and not quarreling or any form of upsetment. We have no desire to be upset. We have no desire to be frustrated. Yeah, we love to be in a calm state. Glory to God. Knowing that our Father, He is always in control. God is in control. He's controlled. Oh, God is in control. And when we know that He is in control, the control that He has is a control of peace. It's a control of calmness. It's a control of joy. Yeah. Because it says here, He's given us freedom. He's given us liberty where the Spirit is. Oh, we can find liberty. We can find peace, the peace of God. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah, the peace. And that is what we so desire, to have peace within our hearts, peace within our minds, peace in our homes, to have calmness in relationships, to have calmness with our children. Oh, yes, 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 yes. We love the Lord. Yeah. We love the Lord. And we desire to be examples, followers of Christ. Yeah. And have peace. Have peace within our hearts. Have peace with our fellow man. Have peace with our sister and our brothers. Glory to God. Set up calmness in our hearts. Let calmness be in our life. Yeah. Let us walk in calmness. Not where our pressure is always escalated, or we always have to have our pressure medication because we're always in a state of upsetment and we're always quarreling and confusion. God desires that we have peace. And when we have peace and when we have quietness, when we have this tranquility that I am talking about, the Holy Spirit, He can come in and He can dwell and we can hear the voice. Oh, glory to God. Yeah. Because He's not going to come in. He's not going to come in quarreling. He's not going to come in that environment. And if we want God to be present with us at all times, we have to have calmness. We have to have peace. Glory to God. We have to have it because we serve a God who has peace. In Colossians 3 and 15, it says, "Let the peace of Christ be the controlling factor in your heart." Now, just stay with that. Let it be the controlling factor. When I say that, what am I saying? When you have peace, that's what's controlling you. See? When you get up in the morning, you clothe yourself with peace. You're putting on a robe of peace. Come on now. Yeah. When you're getting ready to drink your little coffee and whatever you do before you leave, you have peace on. Because when you clothe yourself and you go out, peace is with you. Yeah. Because you have time with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And He will come in and He will seal that peace. Yeah. He's going to seal that peace. He's going to seal that peace. All we have to do is commune with Him. Yeah. He's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yeah. Look at this. It says, "Let the peace of Christ be the controlling factor in your heart." See, your heart is very important. Yeah. Yeah. Think about the heart. What comes out the heart? Yeah. We should have love, peace, joy, meekness, self-control. All of that comes out of our heart. It's what our heart speaks. Yeah. What our heart says. It says here, "To this peace, indeed, you are called as members in one body." Listen at that. So you be indeed, you are called as members. So when you got this peace that I'm talking about, when you have this calmness that I'm talking about, you're members. to the body of Christ. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's what we want to be. We want to be members to a body. We want to belong somewhere. Young people who always want to belong somewhere, we should want to belong to the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Yeah. The young man who just killed this student in the dormitory, there was no peace. They were quarreling. It was a disturbance that happened. And bam, all of a sudden, you went and got a gun and you killed them. There was no peace there. Yeah, there was no reasoning there. Glory to God. Help us, oh God. We need to learn to have peace. It sustains us, the calmness of God. Hallelujah. When we see that we have the love of God, we have the peace of God, it keeps us. It seals us. Look at that verse. It says, let the peace of Christ be controlling. See, we want it to control, not ourselves, not how we feel. Did you hear what I said about somebody coughing all over you, somebody sneezing all over? You know you're upset. So what do you do? What do you do? Do you quietly just get up and remove yourself from that area? Or do you feel it's necessary to tell the person, hey, you're sneezing all over me? Are you going to have the peace, the calmness of God to just remove yourself? Think about it. Look at the example I gave you about the two groups ordering food. Two adults, two kids. Each one had two kids, so it was four kids and two adults. And all of a sudden it was one adult and four kids. And when the other person came back, what should you have done? Should you have told the kids, get out of line because they're not here? I can't. Or should you have just continued on and let the kids get what they want? Everything is normal. Everything is quiet. And stay in a spirit of peace and calmness. And when the person came and sit down, just gave them the ticket so they could see how much it was so that you can be reimbursed. Or do you have to create a big disturbance? Where is the peace of God? It has to start with us. It has to begin with us. We have to be an example. We have to be an example when we have kids. We, the believers in Christ, must be the example. Glory to God. Yeah. So kids can see this is what God would do. This is how we represent our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yeah. So we clothe ourselves with peace. And we do it on a daily basis. We clothe ourselves with peace. Glory to God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking you, God, thanking you, Master, for this word, God. I ask, oh God, that this word will penetrate. Let it penetrate, oh God, in the hearts of the listeners, oh God, that they may rise up, oh God, and live victorious in your name, Jesus. We look forward to having you back with us on Friday and, of course, on Sunday evenings. The same time with God Favorite Ministries with Pastor Vivian George. Yes. Remember to be calm. Remember to live in a peace that surpasses all understanding. Pay attention to the voice that's calling you. Yeah. Stay in peace. Stay in calmness. Keep your joy. Yeah. And keep trusting God. Yeah. He's an ever-loving God. Yeah. And he wants us to trust him and to believe in him. Yes. Be blessed in Jesus' holy name. Amen.